Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my co-host T-Roll from Dallas, Texas, and Jewel G from Los Angeles, California. Woo-hoo! They done let us out the asylum. We back in the we up in the yard in the asylum. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. We have a lot on the marquee today. The NBA Finals. The series is tied 1-1. Woo-wee. A lot going on, some hirings and firings in the NBA. Somebody then gave Tim Tebow a contract. Bro.
Uh-oh.
How surprised were you about the win, the blowout win yesterday by the Heat?
Man, first of all, man, what's up to you, L Boogie? What's up to the world? It's your boy T-Row checking in. Look, man, am I surprised or how surprised am I? I'm really not. You know, I kind of figured that that was going to happen. I'm not surprised that Miami did what they were supposed to do, but just to go on a 33-5 run, you know, going from the end of the third to the mid of the fourth quarter, you know, I was surprised to see. I'm not going to say surprised. I'm just going to say I don't ever want to see that again. If Miami comes to play like that every night, yeah, San Antonio doesn't have a chance in hell to win the NBA Finals. But, you know, it was just good to see that Miami was able to go in and you know, make some changes. I'm glad that they were able to, you know, step it up like we were expecting them to do in game one. But unfortunately, it took a loss for them to kind of wake up and say, hey, you know, this is it. Nobody really wants to go fishing right now. There's one team that wants that title more than us. And so how surprised am I? I'm not surprised that Miami won, but to go on the 33-5 run, I would say that was impressive. That's basketball. When you're on your own, and it wasn't just LeBron doing his thing. I mean, the whole Miami Heat team was getting it in and getting it in big during that run. And, you know, that's when Miami is scary. When you're seeing these guys play like they did against Indiana in Game 7 and what you saw last night in Game 2 in the NBA Finals. It's just, if they can keep running on all cylinders like they were last night, it's going to be hard for San Antonio to win this series. But I must say this. You know, El Boogie, Miami and San Antonio both understand this. You have to play the perfect game in order to win against the teams that you're playing against right now.
Exactly. You have to play a great game. Just look at it. Game 1, San Antonio, they can walk the ball up, do what they want to do. They only have 4 turnovers. You look at in Game 2, they had 17 turnovers. So Miami is thriving off of turnovers, which they do. They know that. And my thing is this. The run, during that run, they had Ray Allen in. Mario Chalmers, he had 2 crucial 3-point plays during the run. Mike Miller, he was 3-for-3 during the run. So when you had D. Wade and Bosh on the bench and LeBron was distributing, I think they can live with that. The only thing they can live with is the turnovers. And I'm going with the Heat. But being a coach, I'm scared. You want to know why I'm scared, Ro? Because being that talented, you have that switch. Oh, we could turn it on and off. You remember that. We was a great team. Having that switch, turning it on and off, I just hope it doesn't bite them in the ass later on in the series. Now, let me tell you this. Let me give you a stat, Ro, as we continue. The team that wins Game 3 in the finals, when they're tied 1-1, wins 92% of the time. So, is this a must-win for both teams? If you win Game 3, do you take control of the series?
I would, hey, by the stat you just stated to me, hell yeah, you better win Game 3. Game 3 got to be the only thing on your mind. 92% of the time, guess what? I'm putting my money on the team that I'm going with to win Game 3. Because it's a wrap. If they win Game 3, they got more a decent chance to win the NBA Finals. So I'm cool with that stat. If that stat can go for Game 4, too, shit, put my money down on that one, too. But, you know, you know what? I'm going to say this, El Boogie. I'm going to throw it out there. Thank God for David Stern. David Stern, give us 7 games, baby. You know we don't want to watch too much of this, what happens during the rest of the summer. So come on, give us 7 games, man. We need 7. We need this whole month of June to be taken up with basketball. You know what I mean, El Boogie?
The streets is talking.
So let's keep going back and forth. Let's keep playing ping pong. You win one, I win one. And then, you know, let's shake these dice like we do in the streets on Game 7. You feel me?
No question. No question do I feel you. We do need 7. But a lot of people are saying that just because this can be a repeat of last year. Is the Spurs like the Thunder of last year, win one game and then LeBron and his crew just run off 4 straight? Would it just be a 5-game series? Can you see that? I mean, just look what happened in Game 2.
Man, watch your mouth. Man, you better watch your mouth. Don't you be talking about San Antonio like that. You know Greg Popovich is the king of going home and correcting what went wrong. Don't talk like Pop ain't part of this. But let me say this too, L Boogie. Much love and much respect to Coach Eric Spoelstra. I mean, man, you know, we don't talk about this guy much. You know, we talk about the big three and what happens to them and, you know, which supporting cast member didn't show up for the Heat. I'm going to show love this evening to the coach of the Miami Heat, Eric Spoelstra. I'm going to give that guy some love, L Boogie, because that guy has the toughest job in the world right now. Managing three guys that make $100 million and the other rest of the bums that make chump change just to make the team go. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You're right.
He's not a Phil Jackson. He's not a Pat Riley. These guys are not intimidated at Eric Spoelstra, but I tell you what, he got Miami in check. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we can act like the knuckleheads when we don't get what we want. And, you know, it takes D-Wade and it takes Chris Bosh to go on the air and say that they're not getting this amount of touches and this and whatnot. But then when it's all said and done, when these blowouts occur and, you know, certain things are adjusted and recognized, it's the coach that's laying it out. So I'm going to give love tonight to Coach Eric Spoelstra from the Miami Heat, man. I just think he's doing a great job, man, especially going up against Popovich. Yes, he hasn't had that many games, you know, up under his belt, being the coach that he is and being in the finals. This is, you know, it's not new to him anymore. But for being as young as he is and going there as many times as he's been there in his career, man, you got to give that dude his props.
You know, bro, I'm going to give him his props. I'm going to respect him. You know, like Jay-Z would say, I can't knock the hustle. but let me see you beat Coach Pop in a close game. Because as I'm looking at the guy, you know, yes, I'm going to give him his respect. You know, he's got there 3 years in a row, so he's doing something. He made a great adjustment, you know, last night with getting the ball out of LeBron's hand. And he's doing the picking on the pick and roll. Great adjustment. The only thing is I need to see him win a close game. If the game is close, I'm concerned. Blowout, we're winning, we're up 10 with about 2 to go. I'm not that concerned. But when it's a 2-point or a 3-point game or a 3-possession game, I get a little concerned with East Spoelstra, man. No knock on him, but I just need him to win a close one. Then I can give him all the respect in the world.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I'm just looking at it like, you know, from the last 3 years, you know, we don't look at Eric Spoelstra like we look at the other coaches. And so I'm just giving him his love because he's doing an excellent job with what he has to deal with. No other coach has to deal with attitudes like that unless your team really don't like the direction that you're going in. You know what I'm saying? So for him to have the respect from his team, you know, a lot has to do with LeBron and D-Wade being the captains of that team. But at the same time, you know, he's the coach, and they have to go through him first. So big ups to him. I've never given Spoelstra a shout-out or love to him, so I'm going to do it tonight. I thought it was a good chance for me to go ahead and do that for the guy since, you know, he's here again. And we just might be seeing this guy for a long time to come. You know what I mean? So big ups to Eric Spoelstra.
Big ups to Eric Spoelstra. Now, during that run, everybody in the streets, you know, the streets be talking. And when the streets talking, we like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening.
Everybody.
How were you impressed? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, would you give LeBron's block on Tiago's splitter? Were you impressed? How impressed were you at that block, bro?
Well, you know me, man. We hoopers, L Boogie. It happens. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it an 8 due to the fact that it was during a time during the game when Miami was already running. And so if you had the crowd was in it, you know, everybody was feeling the love and it was going the way the Miami fans wanted it to go. And all of a sudden, you get the block. I got to give it an 8 because it kept the crowd in it, and, you know, it added some more momentum to the way things were going for Miami. But, you know, LeBron is LeBron. It's not the first time LeBron has, you know, showed up out of nowhere and took a guy's heart right out of his soul, right out of his chest. But Thiago Splitter didn't look like he was above the rim. Like we play above the rim, L Boogie. You know what I mean? So for LeBron to be 6'8", and, you know, just man-to-man, man up right at the rim, you know, I'm going to give it an 8. Because like I said, the run was on. Miami was feeling it. And just to add 7 to 10 points more, why not just throw a block in, let's keep the crowd hyped and go on, you know, another 7 to 10-point run. So I give it up. I give it an 8. I'm not going to go all the way to 10. It was exciting to see because I didn't see LeBron down there from the beginning. You know what I mean? So it came help side, and he was a helper, and he showed up. I'm not going to deny that, you know. But, yeah, just about an 8 for me.
Well, I'm a hard grader, bro.
Don't give it in.
I'm going to give it a 6. You know why I'm going to give it a 6? I would have gave it maybe an 8. But I'm going to say this. After he dunked it, that's just like you get a big hit in football, and it's a fumble, and you go yell it, finish the play. He looking all back like he it's Thiago Splitter. I mean, I thought he might have was going to, the ball was going to hit the front of the rim and bounce back. I don't think he was going to dunk it, to be honest with you.
He wasn't going to get it above the rim.
Man, you know the old saying, man, white man can't jump.
He's a foreigner white man.
He's just 7 feet tall. That's all. But it did create, like you said, a 3 after that. Ray Allen hit a 3 in the corner. So it was a momentum shifter and the timing of the play, how he got off his man. So I'll say a 7. I'm not going to give it an 8, but a 7. He did hold his own at that rim because maybe in the past years, he might have would have let him dunk that because the game, to be honest with you, Bronny wasn't playing well in the first half. I didn't like the body language. I didn't like the energy. But like an old, wise, old-school ball player told me, bro, if one part of your game ain't on, do something different. And that's what makes LeBron James different.
Yeah.
He can do things different.
Yes, he can. He showed up during that play. I must say that.
And you know it's Marvelous Monday. So the question of the night, you know we're in sports and entertainment, bro. I got a question for you. The question of the night. You ready?
Let me hear it.
Who is your best LeBron James? Excuse me, I'm sorry, because we're watching Dr. J. It's a documentary on tonight, and the people out there in the world, if you know Dr. J was before Michael Jordan. So let me ask you this, bro. Can you give me your favorite Julius Dr. J Irving moment when we come back from the break? The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, 347-855-8896. You can tweet me at LBoogie15. Man, it's hot. NBA Finals. Let's go.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town.
Woo-hoo! We back in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I'm your host, L Boogie, with my co-host, T Rowan, G. We were just talking about the Miami Heat, how they just went on a blur, what I would call spurtability.
Yeah.
On a 33-5 second half run and finished the game 103-84. LeBron James, he finished the game with 17, 8, and 7. D Wade, 10 points. Bosh had a good game, 12 points, 10 rebounds. Mike Miller, 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. Mario Chalmers, 19 points, 6 of 12 from the field. The Spurs shot 41%. Their leading scorer was Danny Green. He had 17 points. Manu Ginobili, T-Row, right now, he's 10 for 33 in 2 games. He's
cool.
Manu Ginobili, he's in protective custody right now. Bring him out on the yard. We're trying to find that guy.
They got a guy named Ginobili on the San Antonio Spurs, dude. I haven't seen this guy yet.
Haven't seen him in the playoffs, bro. I mean, good for my team. But I don't know about your team.
Are we talking about the guy that hit the game-winning shot against Golden State in that first game? We talking about that guy?
Man, haven't heard from him since. He flew a kite early. you know, as a Spurs fan, you keep waiting on Ginobili to see if he's going to click. Oh, it's going to come. It's going to come. It hasn't come yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe he's taking a good rep out of the Kid Cudi song. I'm already home because he hasn't showed up. Where's this guy at? He already in San Antonio chilling. Did he even make the trip to Miami? What's going on,
man? Too much. I think he was on the beach too much, bro. I think he was kicking it at the Clevelander, man, on the beach, man.
Yeah. See, they don't have those type of amenities out there in San Antonio. You got to go to the Riverwalk, you know what I mean, if you want to get on. So it ain't too much to do down there in San Antonio like you can get it in Miami.
Man. Just stick it to the NBA. Just the word on the street, Lionel Hollins is out as the Grizzlies head coach. And
what?
Yes. And the Pistons have named Maurice Cheeks as their new coach, and he's already been a coach twice, once with the Philadelphia 76ers and once with the Portland Trail Blazers. What do you feel about the hiring and the firing of those two guys? Let's go first with Lionel Hollins. What do you feel about that situation?
This is getting ridiculous, man. I don't understand this nowadays, El Boogie. So it used to be that if you couldn't win 50 games, that was the reason for you getting fired. Now we got these guys setting franchise records. You know, speaking of Lionel Hollins, not only did his team win the most games they ever won in franchise history in the regular season, but then you're able to take the team and make it to the Western Conference Finals for the first time in franchise history. You coached the Defensive Player of the Year. You traded one of the – well, you didn't trade him, but the organization traded one of the most important pieces to your team during the most crucial part of the season, and you still make it to the Western Conference Finals. Granted, you get swept, but that was – that. Don't feel bad about that. That was San Antonio we're talking about. And you let him go. I mean, I just don't understand. Vinny Del Negro won 54 games with the L.A. Clippers, made it to the playoffs and get fired. El Boogie, I don't know where this is going. Maurice Cheeks, I love that move. I'm not disappointed in that at all. You and I know that we want to have some color coaches in this organization because it seems like we have a better opportunity in basketball than we have in football or hockey or this baseball thing. So, you know, we got to keep the love going with this basketball. But, you know, big ups to Lionel Hollins. I believe that he will get another job and get another job soon. It's just that I just don't understand, El Boogie, how you release a coach when he's been so successful with the franchise. Talk to me.
Well, the streets is talking, and from my confidential informants, I've heard that when they made the trade, Rudy Gay to Toronto with the three team trade, Lionel Hollins was not happy. He publicized and said that, you know, he didn't agree. But hey, like you said, a great coach, he worked with the chips that he had. Let's be honest, he didn't have a scorer who can come off the dribble. When the shot clock is down to 5 seconds, who can you go to? He had to win with what he had, and he did a heck of a job. He lost O.J. Mayo. Let's not remember that. He made the guy Bayless a little better.
Right.
So he put Tony Allen in positions to be a good player. So he developed Mike Conley Jr. as his point guard. So I don't understand that move. They say they're going in a different direction. And was his voice starting to be a bore in Memphis? Even though you're successful, sometimes some guys might get tired of your voice.
No.
I couldn't see it.
I can't see that. Not in Memphis. He was a good fit in Memphis. Those are a great bunch of a group of guys who understood the game, knew what their positions were. There was nobody trying to outshine another person on that team. Yeah, I don't believe that would have been an issue with, you know, those guys not following Coach Holland's direction. This guy is a great coach. He's a great leader of men. And, you know, I think he has a lot of respect from those who have played up under him. You know what I mean? So I don't think that's the problem there. I just think that the owners nowadays, like I mentioned last week, man, they got so much money, man, they can buy whoever they want. And I think another thing to this, now this may be it, L Boogie. You know that Coach Hollins is a hot coach right now. A lot of organizations are probably reaching out to the Memphis Grizzlies organization and, you know, asking to speak to this guy, because you got to get permission before you can just start speaking to a coach that's under contract. So, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but, you know, he is one of the hottest coaches. And like I mentioned, even though they let him go, I don't believe he's going to be out of a job for very long.
Yeah, you're right about that. But let me no disrespect to Maurice Cheeks, but this is his third hire. Let's give these new guys a shot. And people, let's talk about this. People are inquiring or grumbling about the Nets are pursuing or having an interview with Jason Kidd. Why not? He was a point guard, a Hall of Famer. The guys will respect him. I think we need new blood. Sometimes guys are better than, you know, starting them off at the bottom, like Drake would say, bottom to the top. Sometimes they just need to just be at the top and climb from there. Mark Jackson from the booth. Sometimes you don't need to be no assistant coach to be a good coach, a good head coach. Sometimes you don't need to pay your dues. Doc Rivers, was he an assistant coach? No.
No.
So I think we should start, hire Jason Kidd. Right now. Not now, but right now.
You know who else is out there for the taking that I just saw a highlight on and got some information that this city is looking to hire a coach? Of course, Sacramento Kings are looking for a coach. And they have reached out to, you know, another guy that's been in the booth for a very long time. They done reached out to Kenny Smith from TNT, Charles Barkley, right-hand man. So Kenny Smith, we may be seeing another new guy coming out of the booth and, you know, working that sideline. So we're going to see real soon, man. We, like you mentioned, I'm all for it, L Boogie. Get these new guys in, not now, right now. You know what I mean? Get them in right now. Let's get it going, because you never know exactly where this may take off. Mark Jackson is a great example of how he was able to be successful. And also Doc Rivers, another young guy who, like you mentioned, did not have to be an assistant, came straight out of playing basketball, straight to coaching. And look at what he's done. He's won a ring, and his team is known for playing defense and also making the playoffs. You know what I mean? So give these new guys a chance and let's see what can happen. Because I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
No question. We need to start doing that. I don't like all this. I mean, let's grant it, a lot of star players haven't been successful coaches. But you got to give guys chances. It's 2013. A lot of young players are in the league now. You got to speak their language. Vala vu vu sway. You have to, you know, be able to speak that French to those guys. So, you know, when you say turn up, and they say, Coach, you want me to turn up? And you looking back saying, what is he? We don't need Hubie Browns. We don't need guys who are, you know, getting older. We need some young blood coaches, man, because the league is getting younger now. So we need some young blood. Speaking of young blood, one more thing before we take some callers, bro, and we give a couple shout-outs. Sticking to the NBA, the movement is moving. Jay-Z, once again, it seems as though every time we come on the air, he has a new kid on his roster.
Who the hell done bumped their head on a rock and went to the Jay-Z movement now?
Kevin Durantula Durant. He has fired his agent and has signed with the Rock Nation. It's
Hold
the
on.
Rock.
Hold on. Please, don't tell me that his agent was Drew Rosenhaus, too. Please, don't tell me that.
No, he was not. He was not Drew. But my question to Kevin is, why are you firing him? Because every time I turn around, you have endorsements. You have Gatorade. You have Nike. You're on, you know, with what's that, Sprint. You have commercials. I mean, is it just that you want to say, I want to be down with the Rock?
This fool won't backstage passes to the Rihanna concert. Nobody ain't trying to go see Rihanna. You, but man, what's wrong with these guys, man, firing their agents, man? These agents got these boys trillions of dollars, and now, I mean, I ain't going to knock Jay-Z and the Rock. I don't know what's going on. They must be seeing something that I really don't understand. But I hope this don't turn into one of those Master P entrepreneurships. You know what I mean? Because Master P people didn't last long. It was a sad sight. You know, Ricky Williams started off, a couple other guys tried, and within 3 years, you know, they was firing Master P and getting some other agents. So I don't know. You know, I hope it's good for business for Jay-Z. I hope that everybody who's making the move over there to the Rock really know what they're doing. I know Jay-Z been making a lot of money in the last 5-8 years doing different things. So this may be something he's actually good at. He may know some people that know some people that know some people that can get the job done. So, you know, I'm just going to say this. I hope it's all good for you, KD. I wish you well, baby.
I just ask all the clients that Jay-Z, you know, get, that they don't go out and do like all the guys did for No Limit and get a No Limit soldier tattoo. I'm just asking all the clients for Jay the Rock. Please do not go get a Rockefeller symbol tattooed on you. The dynasty symbol. We don't need that. And oh yeah, you already know what the streets is talking when somebody signs with Jay-Z. Oh, he in Illuminati. The streets is talking.
The streets. All day, baby. They gonna get that tattoo, go be at the Rock. No, they gonna get the chain. They gonna get the Godfather chain. With the Rock
on
it,
baby. They're going to get the Jesus piece.
You know what I mean? Man, these dudes is crazy, man. But you know what, man? L Boogie, I don't know, man. It's all good. You know what I mean? I just hope everything goes the way that they're looking for it to go. Because, you know, entertainers like to be athletes, and athletes like to be entertainers. You know what I mean? So to sign up with one, I mean, Jay-Z must have spoke a good game. He must have spoke a hell of a good game to get Kevin Durant to sign. I mean, whew. Damn, KD, I hope you know what you're doing, baby. But it's all good. I ain't going to knock you for your hustle, baby. Get what you need to get.
He spit that Beyonce flow, man, to those guys, man.
Right.
But it's all good. I hope it works out. Jay-Z, keep doing your thing, inspiring the young people to be entrepreneurs, and they can make it from the bottom to the top. And when we come back from commercial, we're going to do a recap, get some callers in and take on the show, their debate, and see if they keep their street cred. The streets is talking. Let's go.
But along, I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. For restaurants, the legs, they open up. start a franchise. So my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. And so my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class with every like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole fucking life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world. If I rule the world, if I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world.
Still, even in the photo, thinking about the ex-girl I hold, though, like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all, like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know, though, like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry, and more about taxes, they had the chalkboard, teaching us ass backwards, how about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters, with a mansion that's about five floors, no more sleeping on the couches, cause we got five more, with the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule
the world. Yeah, if I rule the world. If I got me thinking, man, if I rule the world.
A dream, well that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks. I remember hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy. Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, et cetera, et cetera.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world. If I rule the world. Yeah, if I rule the world. If I
rule the world. Oh man, feeling good on this Monday, June 10th. Man, before we continue, Rob, I gotta give a shout out to my nephew, Lil D Mac. It's his 19th birthday today.
Happy B Day.
You know what I mean? So, you know, also Big Meeks, man, you know, he recovering pretty good from the blood clot with the blood clot. You know what I mean?
Blood clot.
I flew him a kite, so he okay. So I got a chance to hear his voice. So appreciate the prayers. I know the world was praying for me the other day though. But, before we continue,
yeah,
and we get, you know what I'm saying, a couple of people in asylum. Chad
Ocho. Wait a minute.
Johnson goes to court, goes in front of a female judge already, and smacks his lawyer on the backside like we're playing sports and saying, good job.
And cracking on the ass.
And when the judge saw that, she rebuked him and said that you're not ready and gave him another 3 months of probation and 30 days in jail. Now, is the punishment worthy, or is Chad Johnson make an idiotic move? What do you think?
I have to keep it PG-13, Donna. Boy, I wish this was rated R. Because Chad Johnson, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson, man, WTF. What the? Man, look, come on, Chad, you know, man, first of all, the judge was a white lady.
The streets,
and you a high-profile black man. You just slapped your wife. And the only reason you there is because you and your attorney could make up your mind on what time y'all was supposed to meet for your probation officer. And now because your attorney is so slick and so smooth with the tongue, you done got away with the crime. You done got away with the little punishment of what you were actually going to get. But you had to show your ass to slap your attorney on the ass. Like, yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby. In front of the judge? Are you stupid? You were just on First Take last week, showing your little face and, you know, telling your little story. Come on, man. Like my dude Chris Carter would say. Come on, man. Hey, old buddy, I don't understand it, man. You know we already being looked out. Man, we being looked at from all directions. And you want to do that in court? I just don't understand, El Boogie. I just don't understand.
The streets is talking, and I'm going to get a little serious right quick, you know, being that we are so from the streets. But for you to be so much from the street, Chad, you couldn't be savvy. You couldn't hold that until you got out in the, you know, in the lobby, or you couldn't wait till you got out on the steps in the courtyard and hugged your lawyer or hit him on the ass. And that just, you know, validates some of the things that we're stereotyped about. You know, I'm very upset that he thought that he was disrespected on First Date because Stephen A. Smith asked him, "You wouldn't mind playing in the CFL.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me, Chad Johnson, you just turned 35 years old. You got cut by the Miami Dolphins. What was going through your mind? and then just listen to this. From my sources, even if he wouldn't have made it, it seems as though some of those networks, because of his personality, was going to give him a chance to be a commentator or a color announcer. He done messed that up. And he keeps talking about second chances. I think you just blew all your chances, Chad.
30 days.
Wow, that's another thing that the callers can call in and you know, get a perspective about. But 30 days, though, Judge, because he smacked his lawyer on the butt, do you think she was personal with that decision? You think she might could have just gave him a week?
He'll probably do only about 10 days. You know how they do it in Miami. Hey, it's overcrowded down there in Dade County. So they're going to at least give about... By 10 to 14 days, you know what I'm saying? He'll be cool. He'll be in there long enough to eat that old nasty food for a week or two. And then he'll be out. She just didn't like that. But what a move. It was a dumb one, but what a move.
Wow.
Recap the show for us, El Boogie. Chad Ocho Cinco, you big dummy. Fred Sapper style.
Man, as we recap the show before we go to our callers, we were discussing to our callers, as you call in, Game 3, who is it more important for, Miami or the Spurs? How do you rate LeBron James' block on Tiago's splitter, 1 to 10? How impressed were you? And thirdly, where is Manu Ginobili? Is he going to come around?
Ooh.
And last but not least, our question of the night, Julius Dr. J. Irving. What is, you know, NBA TV is showing a documentary of Dr. J as we speak. And I was just wondering, for some of our callers, if you ever saw Dr. J, what is your favorite Dr. J moment? One of mine was when he, you know, my man was holding him down, and he gave Bird a two-piece. And I ain't even talking about basketball. The streets is talking. But, you know, that was one of my favorites.
1984 down there in Boston.
Ha ha! You're killing me. You're killing me. Ha ha! So
yeah.
Hot and spicy, two piece.
Ooh. Bird, I bet you remember that one.
So, Ro, who you got on the market? Who you got coming out the asylum, man? Who you opening locks for tonight?
Oh, man, you know we got to open the locks. We got to go deep to find this guy every time because he be trying to escape. I guess he down there digging a tunnel way to the free land, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go to the Big Brother Sonny Red again. You know how it go. Big Brother Sonny, what's up with it, baby?
Man, good evening to y'all fellas, man. It's good to be back on the yard, man.
What's been going on with my big brother?
Everything good, T-Ro. Good to hear y'all having a classic show, man. I love the personalities that be going on this show, man. It's real encouraging and uplifting. I'm going to get started, man. What's up, Boo Mix?
Oh, what's the deal, Sonny Red? How you doing, Bleed Bleed?
Man, everything good now that I'm out that joint, man. I'm on the yard now. Here we go. I'm gonna hit around to these subjects. I'm gonna try to stay current and professional, man. And here we go. First of all, we're gonna start off with the Dr. J thing. Dr. J, like Magic said, when greatness meets class. Oh my goodness, man. The show just premiered tonight, so I'm just watching it now. I got it on pause right now while I'm in asylum. So I'm pausing it now. But the Dr. J moment that's most vivid for me is when I was a kid, Dr. J was in an All-Star game. I was watching it on TV. And, you know, usually we see the players playing basketball, and that's how they have them on TV. But during this certain episode at the All-Star game halftime, they did a piece on Dr. J, and it led me inside to see his home, how he interacted with his family. And I think that was the first time that I ever said the professional athlete that I loved like I did and looked up to, a role model that they didn't show playing basketball, but they showed him at home. And it was an intimate view for me. And as a fan, and as that being, like I said, a mentor to me, man, it was nothing like it. I will always remember that Dr. J at home before Dr. J on the basketball court.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next one. Here we go with the LeBron James block. I rate that a 9. And I'm going to say a 9 because I don't even know why I wouldn't say a 10. But maybe because it was against Splinter. It was against somebody who was a so-so basketball player going to the hoop. But nevertheless, he's 7 feet. He's going to the hole aggressively. And to be able to block that shot, if you guys looked at that shot, because I know you did, they played it so many times, the timing, the elevation, the physicalness, and it couldn't happen at a more proper time. Momentum swing, game changing. It was either going to be a top 10, a not so top 10, or a top 10 finish. And, man, it was breathtaking, man. I loved it. And the boy Roy Hibbert tweeted, blocks over dunks any day. Oh, my goodness. You can say what you want about the king, but you got to call him the king. Now, next thing, Chad Johnson, listen. You have to, people have to differentiate themselves from their the habitat. You have to differentiate yourself from the playground to the classroom to the workforce, whatever you're doing. You're not on the football field, Chad. You're in the courtroom. You know, Mike Epps, Cat Williams, they're comedians, but you can't always be a comedian. Sometimes you got to be a father. Sometimes you got to be a husband. Sometimes you got to
Absolutely.
Be a brother. You can't be a comedian all the time. And that's what I think the Chad Ochocinco boy, he needs to find out when he needs to be Chad, when he needs to be Ochocinco, when he needs to be comic book man. Get yourself together, Chad. I think that's 38. Hopefully, it'll get your mind right.
Right.
Now, the thing with Jason Kidd, more power to Jason Kidd. I heard L say, you know, maybe we need to give these guys a chance without sticking them at the assistant coach for 10, 12 years. You have some dudes in the league that can't do it, Chris Jackson, Doc Rivers. But my thing is, if you can relate to the players, I'm all with it. But if you can't, then you got to go. Look at George Karl, for instance. He's 70 years old, but he's up, his people and teams, organizations, trying to reach out for him to be their next head coach. So I just say, I don't think age is really a factor. I think the way you can communicate and relate to the players, how can you get the best ability out of these players, that's going to be the thing that comes to the forefront when you're selecting a coach, whether you're old or young or mid-age. Okay, now
right.
the Kevin Durant situation going to Jay-Z. Listen,
Jay-Z.
If you buy, I'm selling. You got to respect the Pusher, man. Salute the Pusher. Who would not want to be part of Jay-Z's brand? Yes, you're right, L. Kevin Durant, he has endorsements. He has the commercial. He has the tennis shoe. But when you combine your name with somebody, a mogul, like Jay-Z and Roc Nation, your only thing you're doing is building. I don't think it's the situation with the Master P. I don't think that. I think that's this is a well-thought situation.
Hey, Red.
Well-timed, well-thought-out. And I don't think it's going to be any playing around, fooling around with these guys that he gets. The guys that he's getting it bona fide to. And I think you're just improving your brand, improving your name when you connect yourself with the names of a Jay-Z, a Oprah Winfrey, a Nike, et cetera, et cetera.
Only thing they're going to be able to do is get in the 40-40 club for free, man.
Don't believe it. I think it's going to blossom, man. I don't know what them guys got underway, but I think it's going to be bright. Let's just say for you, for instance, who would want to be down with Jay-Z? A positive Jay-Z. I just don't see how it can hurt you. I don't think Jay-Z hasn't hurt anyone's career that I know about unless he's done it on purpose. You know, when he signs you, yo. When he tries to kill you, you're dead. So you're being good, big homie. Now, the last point I want to get to is, who is it going to be most important to win this game three? It was a toss-up until last night. After losing by 25, 30 points, I got to say it's most important for the Spurs. Now, I mean, I can see if you lost by 5, you lost by 2, but you lost
right.
by 30. So now I don't know what team is going to show up. What I do know is LeBron James doesn't have to score 30 points in order for these guys to win. What I do know is if you let the boys from Miami get open and hit a few shots, it's going to be hell. What I do know is Ginobili is an apple turnover ready to happen. What I do know is Tim Duncan is a mere cosmos. He's a mirror image of himself. He's an old Tim Duncan. He's going to have 12, 15, but that won't hurt us. What I do know is if you put a body and a face on the Tony Parker guy and let him shoot that garbage, he'll fold under pressure. What I do know is LeBron James has been in three straight NBA finals. Three straight. You know, and a lot of people want to shoot the kid down because of this or maybe because of that, but now I think he's quiet all his critics. Three straight NBA finals. I think
yeah,
it's going to be nasty, and I think we may be seeing another Oklahoma City as far as you win one game and you lose the next. We might not sweep them, but I think they will get swept, and that's losing four in a row. It's going to be trouble down in Texas, man.
Four. So no seven-game series, Sonny Red? No seven-game series between these two teams?
Maybe six. But I don't think it's going seven. I don't think it's going seven at all. I don't think it's going seven at all. I don't know who... Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. If we go back, I can recall the Memorial Day Massacre. The Lakers got blew out by 27 points by the Boston Celtics, and they still won the series. I think it goes game to game. I can't say because they won by 20, because, I mean, adjustments will be made by both teams. I think Eric Spoelstra made a great move. Now we'll see how Pop counteracts that move. So, I just think it goes game to game. I mean, yes, it's important for San Antonio to win, but I just think I can't get caught up in the score of the game.
They lost by 25, man. They had no answer. They had no answer. If someone's in front of Parker, if you don't get the score out of Parker, it's like you're done. The ball is on the perimeter too much. If the Danny Green guy doesn't make his shots, you lose by 50. I can't put my eggs in a basket with the Kawhi Leonard guy. I really don't know who he is. The Green guy, he shoots outside. He's like a baddie. He's streaky.
Let me ask you this, though. At halftime, even though Miami was winning, was you a little concerned about LeBron's game? I mean, he really didn't have a good first half, though. What was your state of mind after the first half?
I was very concerned about LeBron's game. I was very concerned because after having that lackluster first game, I thought LeBron James was going to come out very, very aggressive, which he didn't. I didn't see LeBron James with any killer instinct. I felt myself having to question his game plan. I mean, he took 6 shots in the whole first half. He was 2 for 6 in the whole first half, and I wasn't expecting that kind of play. I was very concerned because I thought the game was going to go very closer than it was because the score had indicated that. The San Antonio would not go away. They hit shot after shot. I'm going back to the Danny Green situation. He continued to hit the big shots. Every time I looked up at the score, it was either San Antonio down 1 or 2 or either up 1 or 2, and that alarmed me a little bit. But when I saw that, I mean, you don't have too many teams in the NBA that can put a 6-7 minute run together, 33-5 or whatever it was. You don't see a team with that type of explosiveness. No, Miami doesn't do it a lot, but they have the capability to go on a 17-0 run, a 25-5 run. And that's scary. Well, if you figure LeBron James had the type of game, the type of 2 games he's had, even though he had a triple-double in the first game, it was very quiet and they lost. So by LeBron James having those 2 games, the first 2 games, it wasn't reassuring if you was a Miami fan. But to see them be able to handle a situation like that, to really put a game out of put the game away in such a short span, it's no defense, it's no coaching that can stop that, man, because we see that it's just not LeBron. LeBron, he's a catalyst. He can find the guys, but he don't have to score 30 or 40, Ozzy. You got Ray Allen that can have a couple shots.
Remember this, though, Sonny. Some of those guys, remember, they don't play that well on the road. So I think this is where LeBron probably will have to exert.
Hey, hold on, L Boogie. I can't hear you, baby. What happened to you?
I said, can you hear me now? They got me. But what I was saying was some of these guys don't play that good on the road. So, you know, out of those others. So we'll see if somebody step up. Your boy Mike Miller. Mike Miller is the new Robert Horry of the league, huh?
Rob, after just 2 games, this is what I want you guys to remember, man. When you watch tomorrow's game, I want you to remember that Miami plays better on the road. You ever remember, L? You was a great athlete. Hero, you played, you was a great athlete. Do you remember how you felt when you went into the opposing guy's arena? When you went on the road, you wanted those fans, you wanted those players to see you in their house. You wanted to beat them and destroy them at their place. And it's a certain type of feeling that goes over you where you can bring your squad into somewhere else and win the game. To play the type of basketball that you know you and your teammates can play. Hey, it was always a thrill for me and my team to go somewhere else and wreck shop.
Right. I feel you on that.
And that's what I think Miami's going to do tomorrow, man. Remember I told you, Miami plays better on the road. When you go to the circus, when the circus is in Detroit and it moves to Cleveland, it's better always in the next city. It's always better than the next city, baby. When the Ringling Birders get all the way out there to Phoenix, when it gets out there to Arizona, they're turning more tricks. They're doing more flips. The monkeys are jumping a little bit higher. The tightrope is a little bit more higher. The elephants are eating more peanuts. Listen, man, take the show on the road.
Sunny Red, streets are talking, baby.
Friday, Sunny, we got to get your comments on the next two games. We'll talk to you on Friday.
My man, God bless.
Blessed love, Sunny Red. Bro, how you find that guy, man?
Man, Elba, you know, in the asylum, man, there's so many of them just locked down, man. You got to dig. I'm telling you, man, they got an underground tunnel. Somebody digging. They didn't spot a hole or something. And we got to find out what's going on because, you know, Sonny Redby, I can only find this guy once or twice every other week or so. So, you know what I mean? We gotta make sure we keep a count on the guy. Somebody ain't doing their – one of these snitches out here ain't doing their job right in the cell, man, you know.
No doubt. They ain't sending Sonny Red the kites, man. They got to do a better job.
Let's go to another caller, man, before we head up to the next commercial, man. You know, we done went east. Let's come west real quick and see what we got, man. See what the asylum brings to the whole. Yo, let's go to C-Note, man. One of our dearly callers that be checking in with us. Yo, C-Note, where you at, baby? Hello?
Yeah, yo.
C-Note, what's going down?
Nothing, man. Just listening to the show.
Hell, Boogie is on one, man. You know, he's really feeling good about Miami going down to San Antonio and doing something big to win this championship. 92% of the time, 92% of the NBA team to win game three of the NBA finals have gone on to win the NBA championship. What's your thoughts on that?
With the 2-3-2 format.
Oh, it looks like a caller drop, man. That's all right. We'll get him back in the asylum, man. You know what it is. Let's go to Charlie Hustle, man. You know Charlie Hustle always be checking in, too, man. Let's just go into Charlie Hustle real quick. Charlie Hustle, you on the line, baby?
What's the deal? Streets is talking. You know I'm here, baby.
Charlie Hustle on the line, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on with you, Charlie Hustle?
Man, I'm over here chilling, man, listening to the show, man, just tuning in, you know, like all the time.
That's what I'm talking about, Chuck. Your boy L Boogie, man, he's got Miami on one winning this NBA Finals against San Antonio with the format of the 2-3-2 since 1985. The winner of Game 3 has gone on to win the NBA Finals. Do you think Miami has a chance to win game three, or San Antonio's going to hold down home court and do what they need to do?
Man, I think Miami about to win two straight, man.
Two straight in San Antonio?
Two straight.
That's what I'm talking about, Charlie Hustle. The Kings,
baby. You got to look at it, man. It's a team. They showed y'all that they was a team without the King. They showed that. I mean, you can say what you want, the block, the couple assists, and the steals. They won that game without LeBron, man. They was up 20 points by the time he got the block. What do the block matter? They won that game without the King. That is a team game. Well, I ain't going to say without the King, but I'm going to say without him, you know, dominating like he usually dominates. That was a team game, and they actually blew San Antonio out the frame. So you got to think, you know, if they coming together like this on a nightly basis as a team, come on, man. Come on. You're forgetting.
Let me ask you this, Charlie Hustle. Now that Miami has evened up the series, why wasn't that the case in game one? Can you tell me the difference between game one?
They got the field. They've been playing against all these young boys and all this fast and speedy talent, you know. That's a whole different team in San Antonio. They got the feel of them guys, man. They you know, they seek the attack of a real point guard, and they just got a better feel of the game against their matchup. And I just think they are gonna take them in five, if not five or six. It's not gonna go to seven.
Oh, strength is talking. Young Charlie Hustle, and put it out there, L Boogie. What you think?
Wow, that's what I like to hear. 5 or 6, that's giving me confidence.
He said two straight. Ain't nobody ever went to San Antonio 1-2 straight. He got to be out your mind.
Man, you're going against
Let me
a hell
ask
of
you
a
this.
Team, man.
Let me ask you this, Charlie. As you've been going on and seeing this, have you been watching the news about the NFL and about Chad Johnson?
Oh, man.
what's your opinion about that? Was the judge too harsh on Chad, or did he deserve that 30-day sentence?
I mean, I won't say the judge was too harsh, but I won't say he deserved it either. I'll just say it's a heartbreaker to me as a fan to be a young man growing up, you know, and to be going through the phases of getting in trouble and stuff. I actually wanted to see him get back on the field and overcome that pretty good, you know, and to see him getting locked up is like a damn, man, you know, like just when the nigga has some faith, you know?
Right.
You
could have
did one for the ones that it ain't so easy for to just be a goody two shoes, you know what I mean? He supposed to did that for them ones to show it's still some faith there, but you know, he got locked up. There's no telling what he got locked up for. He probably didn't even do nothing.
Yeah, he got locked up for slapping his wife. That was the original charge on it.
Right, I know the original charge. I'm talking about why he violated it, because he just was on First Take saying he about to get off.
Yeah, but when they say get off, they mean get off by spending a couple of weeks in jail, 10 to 14, 20 days in jail. He might not
hear me wrong.
30. Yeah, I'm loud and clear, baby. He might not honestly do the full 30, but they're going to definitely lock his ass up, put him behind them bars, and let him know what the deal is. And no disrespect.
His probation got extended.
That, too. It was all whatever. See, all this stuff was originally the things that he wasn't supposed to get that was supposed to be thrown out of court. This is what's so mind-boggling, Charlie Hustle. This was his last time he had to meet with his PO, and everything would have been over, said, and done with. But instead, he want to give us this story as if he and his probation officer or parole officer had the times mixed up. And so when he didn't meet, they put a warrant out for his arrest. So when they went to pick him up, you know, it was going to be thrown out. But here we go. He gets to court. It's already done. But Chad Ochocinco Johnson had to show his ass and slap his attorney on the ass. And the judge was like, nah, we're going to put this what's on the table back in order. And instead of giving you the 3 months, we're going to give you 30 days and give you 3 months of the probation instead. And that's
so
what happened. So
his probation officer was a girl?
No, the judge was a girl. His probation officer was a dude.
Right. Well, you know, he played football. That's what they do. That's a good job, you know. That's, you know, I can see if it was a girl. Yeah, that's too harsh. I can see if it was
but
a girl.
Chuck,
but, you know.
Chuck, did you listen to the caller, Sonny Red? There's a time and place for everything. You're in a courtroom. I don't think that's appropriate to smack your lawyer who has on probably a $3,000 suit on his ass. And you have a judge who's a lady who probably just got into it with her husband before she came to work.
Right.
And you do that in front of her, and she always has the image of you. You're a football player, and you make a lot of money, and you're taking this as a joke.
Not a joke. It wasn't a joke. I mean, what would have been the difference if he would have gave him a high five? That's the same difference.
Nah.
Listen to this, Chuck. On the commercial, we gonna dedicate this song Ochocinco to Chad Johnson. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tim Tebow being signed by the Patriots. Man,
what?
The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. And when we talking, it's like EF Hutton. Everybody listen.
Z's, AKs, and pump stacks. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I've been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Y'all from left, rap city, bitch.
My chop goes tied out. It'll turn you inside out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Rat, tat, 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 tied out. My chop goes tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out. Bitch.
First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government.
No.
Touch me, Shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. Her ass like tie-dye, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes his weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like P-hole.
Damn.
Man, chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you
right there.
Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chop goes tied out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Rat, tat, 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 tied out. My chop goes tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like.
Ain't talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on this rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them SCs, filling up them charges.
Shout out. The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Shout out. Tebow back in the league with the Patriots. They start OTAs tomorrow. Excuse me, minicamp. Shout out. Ojo Cinco got Fetty Davis in jail. Shout out.
Yeah, that's what you get, Ocho. Shouldn't have slapped your attorney on the ass. It's all right, though. I still love you. You're my favorite.
Maybe if you would have headbutted him, maybe that would have been a little better.
Say, just give him a knock on the nugget. Yeah, take that. You know what I mean?
What's your thoughts about Tim Tebow being signed by the New England Patriots today? He'll be in minicamp tomorrow. What do you think, sir? Streets is talking.
Yeah, straight off the bat, I kind of figured that Tim Tebow was going to find a job in the NFL. Yes, everybody wants to talk about his throwing, but that guy is a talent that you should not waste. And now that he's with the New England Patriots, I mean, with him working the system over there, you don't really need to know how to throw. You got Tom Brady for that. And if anything breaks down or if you need a special play called in, guess who's going to come in? And I'm kind of excited that he has a job now, especially with New England, because the way people talk about Tim Tebow, it's kind of getting overbearing, kind of like how it was with LeBron. And now that he's with New England, you'll really see or get what his talents are really worth. You know what I mean? Josh McDaniel is the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. He was the coach of the Denver Broncos who actually drafted Tim Tebow, so it's no surprise that, you know, he went to New England with Josh McDaniel as the offensive coordinator over there. You saw how successful Tim Tebow was in Denver under his coaching. So I'm going to tell you that Tim Tebow is going to be all right. You know, I'm glad that he has a job in the NFL, and I'm just hoping that he gets more playing time than he did with the New York Jets. He's a good talent. You know, he can't throw, Well, we all know that. But, you know, he was just one of those players who have to be in the right system. And once he's in the right system, you kind of know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So it's not like the guy's not successful in the NFL. He's won a playoff game, and he has a winning record so far. So you don't have to always start the game, but as long as you get in to, you know, make it count when they call your number, I think that's what it's all about for that guy.
Well, you know, the New England Patriots are good for, you know, putting guys at multiple positions. Remember Troy Brown. They played him a little bit, you know, at DB. You know, Grable, the great linebacker. They played him at tight end. So they know how to move guys around and make them multi-talented. He might play a little linebacker.
Yeah. And he wouldn't mind doing that.
And because of the situation with Aaron Hernandez and, you know, Big Gronk, Gronkowski, he might play a little tight end. I think he knows now that, you know, I just need to just play instead of wondering if I'm going to play QB. Yes, I'm going to be on this team. I might be the third stringer, but I'm going to have to do other things to stick.
Yeah, I think he's going to be all right, man. Like I said, he's one of those guys to where he actually needs a system that works for his talent. And like you mentioned, with Hernandez, you know, playing, coming back, you know, to his full potential after having that severe ankle injury, and also Gronk going through what he's been going through for the last year, you know, it's only fitting that we just might see Tim Tebow in a position that we're not used to seeing him play. But, you know, when he gets on the field, you know, anything can happen. And the only thing we know is that when he touches the ball, he's a hard guy to bring down. I'll give him that. So, big ups to him, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Man. Bro, we got any more callers in the asylum ready to come through?
Oh, yeah, man. Let's check out the asylum one more time, man. Let's get the caller back in that dropped. C-Note was on the line earlier and had a, you know, we had this miscommunication on it, so it was kind of like Chad Ochocinco and the probation officer, you dig? But now I think we got him back online. Yo, C-No, you still on the line kicking it with us, baby?
Screech is talking. What's good, fellas?
What's up with
what's
you, Pippin? What's going down?
Man, chilling. I'm a little bit more smarter than Ochocinco, though. I ain't doing no dumb stuff like that, especially in the courtroom. What?
Right.
It'll never happen.
Give us your thoughts about, you know, the Ochocinco situation and you know, what you think about that, man?
Man, this fool is classless, immature, and dumb. Now you got to pay the price. And he don't even be able to get back in the league now with that dumb move. So it's a wrap.
Yeah, right when he needed to get a second chance, I don't think that's even going to happen any longer, man. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he closed that window by himself.
What you think about LeBron and the block on the scale of 1 to 10? L Boogie's been asking the callers this evening. You know, what would you rank that block that LeBron had on Tiago Splitter in game 2 yesterday?
Yeah, I definitely see and hear everybody being a little bit over-exaggerating. Man, that's about a 3-4. You know, Tiago Splitter,
and
man.
I thought L Boogie was hard.
No, I ain't even being hard. I'm just being actual facts, man. You have to look up the stats. This dude don't even got 50 dunks this whole NBA season. And he came dunk. I mean, he already 6'11", 6'10". Of course LeBron going to do him dirty. It wasn't all that spectacular where I'm like, ooh, it was a nice block. That's it.
So you give it about a 3?
Yeah, about 3.
Now, with the format, with the 2-3-2 in the NBA Finals since 1985, 92% of the team that wins Game 3 goes on to win the NBA Finals. Who needs Game 3 more, Miami or San Antonio?
Oh, yeah, San Antonio's going to have to get that. Or it's going to be a wrap. Definitely they need that percentage.
Do you think Miami has what it takes to win on the road, considering that they have to play San Antonio in San Antonio for 3 straight?
Well, they definitely can win on the road. It's just all about this important game 3. But, yeah, they definitely can win on the road. They've improved that all year long.
That's what I'm talking about. Out of the three games, how many do you think they're going to win? Or how many can you predict they're going to win out of three?
Well, I think Miami probably get one out of the three. They're not going to beat San Antonio at home more than San Antonio going to beat them at home. You know what I'm saying? Out of three games, they're going to get one of them. That's about it.
Right.
That's about it. But, El Boogie, what you think about this, Tom? They talk about Tom Thibodeau maybe taking over the Olympic team. You heard about that?
Yes, I heard about it.
Yes, I did.
Well, I think that Mike Krzyzewski might be getting a little tired. He might be wanting to sit it down. I mean, it's on Mike Krzyzewski. I don't think they're trying to force him out or anything. But it's guys who want to do it. Remember, this is in the summertime. It's a drag out. You know, a lot of coaches be with their family during that time just to try to catch up because they're during the season. So it could be just like how players be declined, and a lot of coaches might have declined, and then Thibodeau might have just tipped his hat and was like, hey, I'll do it.
For sure, for sure.
Do you think Jason Kidd has an opportunity to get the head coaching job in New Jersey?
Yeah, he got a good chance. I hope he gets the job, like you said. You know, but we'll soon see. He got to talk a good game when he go up in there and sell himself on what they're going to do to win. If not, then it's a wrap.
What do you think about the firing of Memphis Grizzlies' Lionel Hollins?
It is what it is. One gone, another one up. You know, that's just how they do you. That's corporate. That's corporate NBA for you, man. You win 60 games, but you don't win that. Get that ring, you gotta go. You know what they say? If you like your job, put a ring on it, and that would be how they say. You gotta stay in this street in the coaching profession.
Oh,
no doubt. And why you keep hating T-Row on Jay-Z because he's signing everybody? You just said you wanted nice, fresh, young talent. What do you think this is? Nice, fresh, young talent coming up in here exploiting everybody. NFL, NBA, baseball, hockey. He's doing his thing. And he got a lot of talent and good people behind him. Harvard graduates, black college graduates. You got to watch him, man. He's doing his thing.
Yes, he is. Yes,
no doubt.
And I'm not hating. I'm just trying to figure out what's good with over there with the Rock Foundation. It's just in the last week, people are finding top-notch agents to go over to Jay-Z. I mean, would you get rid of your agent if he was Drew Risenhaus? Come on, man. That's the richest agent in the world. This dude be flipping it. He the one that started getting these guys $100 million contracts, quarterbacks making $80 million. I mean,
man.
I don't understand
right,
how you can fire an agent like that and then go to something new who's not really established. I'm not knocking Jay-Z. Like I said, he knows some people that know some people who can get the job done. You know, he showed that in the entertainment business and in the sporting business that he's something to deal with. But now you coming out like, you know, this top-notch agent business. I mean, wow, he got some top-notch guys coming over there. That's all I'm saying. What's going on with The Rock? Am I missing something? I don't want no backstage passes and free entrance to the 40-40. I can do that myself by hustling the dough, man.
Yo, man, money talks. If it don't make dollars,
yes,
it don't make sense. And these guys all make money, so evidently – he bringing something to the table. And his fee probably a lot lower, too, than Drew Rosenhaus. You got to figure that in, you know. He ain't chopping that, you
right.
know, 15, 20. He probably getting like 10, 8, you know.
Nah, you know, agents got to make theirs. They percentages all the same.
3%
nobody...
of the contract.
I'm just saying, man. It's going to be lower. It's going to be lower than the main guys. I'm not paying The Rock the same I'm paying Drew Rosenhaus. There ain't no way. I'm not switching. What's the point of that? He got some good maneuvering that he's doing.
Something that we don't know about. Streets
we don't know about. Just like Z-Bo getting paid off, getting Lionel Collins out of there, and didn't want no ring. Same thing.
He point shaved and got the coach fired.
All in one in four games.
Like, like Future said, at the same damn time.
At the same damn time.
Voila, magic.
You know?
Man,
Yeah, man. Hey, C-Note, man, we appreciate you checking in with us, man. You know, Friday, man, get in where you fit in, you know what I mean? Make sure you tell a friend, tell a girlfriend, welcome back to the city, you dig?
Gotcha, man. Y'all be up, man. Much love.
That's what it is.
No doubt.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what it is, man. I want to give him a shout-out, man, to, you know, you and also to the other co-host, Jewel G. Big up to my big brothers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fam, you know, and shout out to everybody that called in today. You know, much love to all our listeners that be checking in, and that's how we're going to get it in. What's up with you, baby? And Big Meeks, by the way. Yeah, Big Meeks. Big ups to you, baby. Welcome back.
Man, big ups to the family, D-Mac. Big ups to Scrap, man. His mom's passed away suddenly. So we want to say a prayer to Scrap, man, and his family. Like I said, big ups to my nephew's birthday today. And you know what, bro? I want to just say a couple of things that's on my mind. And guys like Chad Johnson need to understand that it's guys, it's youngins looking up to you who want to be like you. Even though you don't want to be a role model, understand that because you're in that position, your talent, like the Bronze Tale, if you ever saw that movie, the theme was, do not waste your talent. I think some of the guys on and off the court, they're wasting their talent. And I hope that people that are listening to this show tonight try to understand that. Don't waste your talent. Find it, use it, and make it work for you forever and a day. Forever and a day. Man, your boy L Boogie, Mondays and Fridays, 347-855-8896. www.blogtalkradio.com/3sistalkingwithazero. Not a typo. And you know what I always say? Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Man, let's get ready for Friday. It's going to be a hot show. Freestyle Friday. The first two rounds of the U.S. Open. Tiger, what you going to do? And we're going to play about 2 to 3 more games in that NBA final. So we're going to have a lot to talk about. Original Bad Boy game. Dedicated to my man, Chad Johnson. This for you, baby. Ocho Cinco. See you Friday, world. 9 p.m. Eastern. For my co-host, T-Rose, UFG. It's your boy, L Boogie. Let's get out of here. Ocho Cinco!
Yeah. Ocho Cinco! Ocho Cinco! Ocho Cinco!
Don't let bitch give me head!
Ocho Cinco!
Got 100 grand in my side pocket. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg out. Don't let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Don't let bitch give me head.
Get it back.
Ocho
Cinco. Hold down, hold down. I say that to say that I only recognize these bitches with they lift up.
Lift
or from
up.
The nose down,
yeah.
I tell a nose down, then watch it go down.
Let's go.
Bitch, I'm cold as ice.
Water,
ice. One good dick wave down your throat into your ice.
Water,
go. Let me get that for you, boy. Your mama, cause you working.
Work
the way you twerking, you can fuck around and get a burger.
Go.
She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fuck her in the telly, scream her open up the curtains like. You know French cuts, she got on French cuts,
yeah.
I don't French kiss, I let my friends cut. Me and Red in an all red Benz truck.
I told French, I told Lowe to get good head while I'm chauffeured. Mama told me get a nice girl with a good head on her shoulders. Shake down,
shake down.
Came up on them back blocks, her face on my belt buckle. That's what I call laptop. Side niggas from the side watching, guess they got a side view. Puff got me in this penthouse, that's my view, that's my crew, that's Johnny. So she could come, boss. And her first choice was the number one boss. Niggas from the sidewalk.
Yeah. Hey, yo, 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 hold on.
Got
that car. Yo, hold
grand
up with that car.
Side,
hey, hold on. Stop the music.
Hold
let
on,
me
hold
get you some of this.
Stop the music.
Hey,
let me
check
get
this out,
man.
Woo!
Hey, yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Yo, bitch. I'm a motherfucking living legend. I'm about to send these niggas through their fifth depression. And my ass is niggas speaking silly. I can stand on the mountains and the streets to
feel me. Can you feel me?
Feel the rush of that bad boy. OBG, that OG, don't OD, cause that's bad boy. She feel royal when she round this. King Kong, now give me crown, bitch.
Ocho Cinco.
Coke boy, baby. Coke boy.